This is a pre-recorded message from January 7th, 2022. God's Truth with Free Will. My name is Evangelist Esther Ross. The way of this world is waging war against God, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Satan is a spirit. Job 1:7. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Satan and his fallen angels have free will, just like us. They use it as spirits. We use it by flesh. Zechariah 3:2. And the Lord said to Satan, The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Matthew 4:1-11. Then Yeshua, Jesus, was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Then Yeshua said to him, Away with you, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Jude 1:9. When Michael, one of the ruling angels, took issue with the adversary, arguing over the body of Moses, he did not dare bring against him an insulting charge, but said, May Adonai rebuke you. Satan is a spirit, and these verses prove to us that he has only been seen by spirits. The woman knew her husband Adam. She knew God through her husband, and they shared dominion over the animals. With cunning and subtle deceit, Satan's first appearance was familiar to her, an animal, a serpent, Revelation 12:9. Satan's words immediately caused the woman to doubt God. Then she had desires to make her wise in her own eyes, knowing good and evil without God, and without a need for her husband. Division. She never said a word when she went to her husband. She simply held out an open hand, showing her disobedience, and Adam deliberately allowed love and protection for his wife to be greater than his trust in God. 1 Timothy 2:14. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression. If we miss the beginning truth, we never connect God's truth accurately going forward. The first Adam sinned to protect the wife he loved and endure her fate as his own. The last Adam gave his life for every person born into sin, whether they accept Messiah's community as their family or not. Let's review the beginning. In Genesis 3:1, English teaches us that our subject is the woman. Genesis 5:2 tells us her name is Adam, and it is not changed until Genesis 3:20. This is God's word. Next, Satan entered the firstborn son, Cain. God warns him, Genesis 4:6-7. But due to envy, he became the first male to sin, not considering anyone else, but having a self-serving spirit against God and family. Mrs. Noah honored her husband Noah as he honored God. Sarai, in impatience, chose Hagar, a maidservant from the house of Pharaoh, to become another wife to Abram. This caused the first bigamy and second divided family because Cain was excluded from Adam's genealogy. Hagar was sent away with her son Ishmael, and they both returned to serving idols in Egypt. Genesis 21:21. To know why Rebekah wouldn't allow Esau to inherit from his father Yitzhak, Isaac, You must read Genesis 26:34. Esau's marriage was a grief to Isaac and Rebekah. In the same manner of Sarah's actions in Genesis 21:9-10, Rebekah decided the same, who would not be an heir. When Judah, failed to honor his word to Tamar, she used a method of her own, had twin sons with him, and the twin Perez leads to the genealogy of David, Genesis 38:26-30. 1 Chronicles 2:5 and verses 9-15. The most dangerous woman of those times was Jezebel, the wife of Ahab. But God's word never refers to her as a Jezebel spirit. She is a woman who had the prophets killed. You find this in 1 Kings 18:3-4. She wanted the prophet Elijah killed, 1 Kings 19:1-2. And by using false accusation, she had Naboth killed for his vineyard, 1 Kings 21:1-16. I am a woman, so please know that seeing Satan is not about gender or nationality. It's knowing what spirit we're dealing with. 1 John 4:1 says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And Matthew 12:50 tells us that family are those who do the will of God. Therefore, we should be careful about putting relatives and friends above God's way and God's will. And we should remember there are spirits, not just one spirit of opposition against us. Emotions will blind us to Satan. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It's more than knowing a person's heart. What is the intent of the heart? The woman Jezebel is in Revelation 2:20, and the woman and beast are in Revelation 17. The system of justice is major, yet we seldom place enough emphasis on it. When value is not placed on a person's life, those people get no justice. Legal charges are never brought against injustice, and no demand has ever been made of a senator or any person on the Supreme Court, nor any congressperson, for all people to be treated with equal value. The words are said, but never demonstrated. That's why accusations work so well. In a different era, justice slanted toward men. In our current era, it slants toward women. And unfortunately, even those with good intentions say the words, if it looks like a duck, without a thought that it might be a swan. And contrary to what we might think, once we discredit a person's character, nothing they say has any value, no matter how much truth they may speak. Ecclesiastes 9:16. So although I say that wisdom is better than strength, nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised. Nobody pays attention to what he says. Whether you're poor financially or poor in stature, after your character is destroyed, your voice is not heard. That's why insurance companies would rather settle quickly than have their high-profile client go through years trying to prove their innocence. But a settlement looks like a confession of guilt and unfortunately leads to a larger payout. So least likely, justice will prevail. In all thy getting, get understanding. Did you know not one woman brought charges against Bill Cosby until after a young African-American male comedian retaliated on stage concerning Cosby's opinion that profanity wasn't needed in comedy? He ended that show telling his audience, Go home and Google Bill Cosby and rape. So what came from retaliation birthed more retaliation. Since then, victims who feared attacking their abusers publicly in a previous era due to public humiliation now place some who are innocent in that same position of public humiliation because the scale of justice is slanted yet again. And due to fear, not one man or woman has ever demanded the legal system to be fair for all, no matter what era we're in. Ignore It's Bill Cosby, and then look at pictures of 14-year-old Emmett Till. Recall hoses and dogs put on peaceful civil rights marchers. Then ask yourself, within a 30-year span going forward, how could any African-American man get away with mistreating women in any degrading manner unless the justice system allowed it? Galatians 6:1-2. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Messiah, Christ. And there is absolutely no reason for God believers to have a phobia about the free will of a person's choices, especially when 1 Corinthians 6:9-11, Hebrews 13:4, and Revelation 21:8 makes God's word clear on the subject, which is why we choose eternal life. For no fornicator shall enter the kingdom of God. Let's stay in unity. Let's connect with each other. And let's always trust the truth of God's word. That is what is vitally important to us. And that is what we want to stay with.